Audio point 8, Neston Wirral Colliery Mine Shaft. This brick wall hides a secret. Behind it lies one of the great shafts of the Victorian Neston Colliery, later renamed the Wirral Colliery.
Behind the wall, there were two shafts. The winding house to go with them was built in 1877, and there was a very large winding engine, which was steam-powered, which brought the miners up and down the shaft.
We used to get to the pit about 6 o'clock, go to the lamp room, produce a tally, and get a lamp. And that was tested by the lampman by blowing all round it. If there was a bit of gas or anything about the place, the lamp would go out, of course. Then you go to the pit bank, your lamp was tested again, you were searched for matches or cigarettes. You got in the cage, 8 at a time, I think. The gates were closed, down you went. Which was a queer sensation. When you got down to the bottom, your lamp was tested again and you were searched again for matches. You used to hang about for about 5 or 10 minutes till you got your eyesight sort of thing, and then set off to your job, which was, in some cases, 3/4 mile away. The cutters had been working all night. The coal was waiting to be blown down. The firemen used to come in, put a few holes in it, and blow the surface of the coal paste down. And we'd start to fill it and truck it out. There was no conveyor belts them days, and hook it onto a continuing rope straight to the pit bottom.
The shaft reached a depth of 135 metres. He would never guess it was here. Ian Norris has seen behind this wall.
You might think that it's quite interesting to actually go behind this large wall and see a large shaft. You don't actually see a great deal because it's covered over with vegetation and some large trees, but you can hear, in the middle of this area, the sound of running water. This very large shaft goes down to a stream which carries water down from Little Neston down to the Dee estuary.
There's another one on the opposite side of the road, just behind those garages where the trees are growing. Just imagine what it was like. The shafts, the towering winding gear, and the many large buildings, including coal washing and loading sheds and offices nearby, a bustling place of industry, all gone.
Well, the time came when the coal was so far away and the pit was owned by one man who couldn't stand the modernisation, and he'd have to close. I think I was one of the last that was there, and the stuff that was left down there, the machinery, the pipes, the engines, then we had to close and pull the headgate over with Lord Talbot, with the engine lever. You know, we coupled the wire rope up to the headgear and saw through the pillars so far and pulled it over with the engine. Terrific crash. And that was it. That was the close of the pit. It was a great pity because there was a lot of men. It was a living for a good many. And it doesn't matter what you could do, you could always find a job there.
Now continue to the end of Riverside Walk to the T-junction with Marshlands Road, where you should stop and listen to audio point 9.